News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
Irish Rail is increasing security patrols on board its services after hundreds, nay thousands of complaints ranging from drug use to indecent exposure have been filed. Mark Gleeson, spokesperson for Rail Users Ireland, is with us. Mark, what has been happening on Ireland's rail network?
Good morning. So what has been happening is, particularly since COVID, we've seen a particularly an increase in antisocial behaviour on board public transport. We're also seeing a significant increase in passenger numbers and public transport record numbers last year. So a lot more people out there, a lot more people are seeing things, a lot more people are reporting in issues. But we did generally, since COVID, things have gotten worse. And that was due to a period of lack of any kind of supervision in those years.
People are reporting what kind of thing?
It ranges from everything from people with their feet on the seats, people playing music from their phones, up to, as in your introduction there, more serious matters. We've got issues of drug use, substance abuse, people urinating between the carriages. We've got violence. We've got people being threatened. It's just a broad spectrum of issues. Some are relatively minor, like feet on the seats, but at the other end, it's just threats of violence and injury.
Now, is it a cultural thing because it became sort of normalised during COVID and there has been a gradual downturn in the quality of acceptable behaviour, or is there something more sinister at play?
It's hard to tell, but certainly COVID didn't help. We had these problems to some degree before COVID, but also things are more visible now. We have this text alert system. If you're in Dublin on the Dart, 51444, followed by the word train, you can report an incident discreetly. And that's been publicised, and more people are using that. And the issue really at the moment is, has the number of incidents actually increased, or are we just getting a more accurate reporting of the actual number of incidents that actually have taken place?
But even if regardless of whether or not it is the former, even if it is just the latter, it is an extraordinary amount of fairly egregious stuff. I mean, people reporting having seen people shooting up drugs, people reporting having seen people smoking crack on a Dart. I mean, this is awful stuff.
It is absolutely shocking. But I think the challenge we're facing here is we don't have a transport police. Irish Rail has, to its credit, significantly increased the number of security patrols out there. They've opened up a new security base in Dundee where they can task staff from quicker, which helps greatly in the cover on the south of the city. But there's very little of any security coverage outside of Dublin, particularly in Cork and Galway. If you're on an intercity train, you're going to have to wait to the next station and hope the Gardaí will show up promptly.
Well, on that one, Mark, are the security services on the trains hamstrung? Because I have been on an intercity train where this kind of thing has happened, and the issue was getting an individual removed from the train. The security were precluded from laying hands on the individual and marching them off the carriage. They literally had to just stand beside him for half an hour until the guards arrived. That has to greatly reduce their capacity to intervene.
This is the problem with the private security that's in place right now. It's more a visual deterrent. Unless things get significantly out of hand, they can't engage physically with anyone at all. And many of the individuals causing trouble on public transport well know this and will goad and try to provoke a reaction out of security for their benefit. That's why, you know, we need a recognised security service with Garda powers that can be deployed, and that it deals with any ambiguity of authority and will deal with these and ensure that any issue that arises can be dealt with promptly and efficiently.
Do you remember back in the day there was the theory in New York about the broken windows approach to crime, where if you cleaned everything up, it lessened the chance because it sort of set a general cultural standard of the norms. Is there an element of any of that in this, which is if you are an Irish Rail user, you're not exactly walking through a heavily staffed, picturesque environment to get onto your train?
No, the broken Windows theorem is completely valid here, is that we have let things slide, and now what we have is a very limited, you know, the stations are not staffed anymore. There's a very limited staff visibility. And what we need to do to get back to a good position is make sure at all the major stations, there is a preferably Gardaí on patrol in the concourse, as you'd see at any major station on the continent, and that the security staff, though, however, used effectively. So currently they get on the train, they sit in the front coach. They don't do very much. They need to be proactively walking up and down. We need to maximise the value of visibility. And that's the message. You know, a lot of this is the antisocial behaviour is opportunistic. If there's a threat of getting caught, they will likely move on somewhere else. So I think, you know, ultimately it's on the Minister for Transport to address and move forward the public transport police that has been talked about for over a decade.
Mark, thank you very much. Mark Leeson, spokesperson for Rail Users Ireland. And if you are currently sitting or standing on an intercity or a commuter or a Dart or a Lewis service and you'd like to give us a sense of your experience, 53106 or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.